For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new Deep Cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning, deep cleaning, deep cleaning. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Ladies, here's wonderful, wonderful wash day news. Today, your dealer has an amazing new Oxidol that brings you everything you ever wanted in a laundry suds. New Oxidol washes your clothes sparkling white and clean, gives you deep, clean washes with just one rinse. And you women who want to save rinsing work and time, listen to this. With just one rinse, new Oxidol washes your clothes cleaner of graying dirt than any no-rinse suds. Deep clean, gloriously white and bright, beautifully soft and fluffy, wonderfully fresh and sweet smelling. In fact, with just one rinse, new Oxidol washes your clothes cleaner of dulling film than any leading soap with two rinses. Your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean with this amazing new Oxidol. Now here's why Oxidol gives such thrilling results and saves rinsing work in the bargain. It reaches deep down into fibers, loosens the dirt, then holds the dirt in the water. All you do is rinse your clothes once and they're sparkling clean. Yes, actually cleaner of dulling film than any leading soap with two rinses. Next wash day, discover this amazing new Oxidol in the same familiar package. The Wonder Suds that washes clothes deep clean with just one rinse. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, Ma's beloved daughter, Faye, is on her way home from New York. And very soon now, we should have news of her romance with Spencer Grayson. Meanwhile, Ma's thoughts have been divided between her hopes for her beloved child's happiness and also, of course, her concern for the young war veteran, Tom Wells. Tom's quit his job, you know, and has been keeping to his room at Mrs. Foster's boarding house, discouraged and ill. But right now, it's about 9 o'clock at night. Joseph has gone to see Tom, and it's Ma and Shuffle we join him, right where we left them yesterday, sitting in Ma's kitchen and chatting over a cup of tea. Listen.
Anna, pour you another cup of tea, Ma?
Oh, thanks, no, Shuffle dear, but why don't you help yourself?
Oh, maybe just one more cup. For an excuse to stay a while.
Oh, I reckon you don't need no excuse, Shepherd. I told you how quiet and empty the house is before you come. Now I get company.
Sounds like you got more company than me. Wasn't that front door just open up?
Yeah, Mr. Joseph come back. Joseph?
Hello, Ma. You out in the kitchen?
Yes, dear.
Hey. Well, look who's here.
Hi, Shuffle.
Hiya.
Shuffle and me got sitting together over a cup of tea. We never did get round to going into the parlor.
Well, all right, Ma. Now we got fancy company, we'll move inside proper.
Well, I'm some fancy company. Well, I suppose you stay put and I'll pull over a chair and a cup of tea, huh? Oh, golly, Ma, I'm sure going to miss these cozy nights we've had to ourselves when Faye and Paulette get home again.
Darnation, Ma, are you going to sit there and let him kiss you right out in front of strangers?
See, now we've made Shuffle jealous. Ma's a terrible heartbreaker, Shuffle.
Drink your tea, Joseph, before it gets ice cold. Tell me, did you see Tom Wells this evening?
That's Ma's big romance, Tom Wells.
Oh, now.
Well, not that I blame her. He's a mighty handsome boy. If he wasn't as pale and wan as Hamlet's ghost.
Then he's still looking poorly? You did see him, Joseph.
Oh, yeah, Ma, I saw him. No, Tom's no worse. His fever's down some. I don't think he's eating right. Mrs. Foster sends him up some things from her own kitchen, but she's out most of the day working herself. So it's a long stretch between breakfast and supper.
I wonder if I couldn't take him over a nice pot of chicken soup. Maybe noon tomorrow.
I can try, Ma. But remember, there's some horses you can lead them to water, and they still won't drink. Oh, Tom's more a mule than a horse. Of all the stubborn, stiff-backed, stiff-necked guys...
Wait a minute, Joe. Do I understand that you managed to get past the door and into Tom's room?
Well, I'm not an athletic coach for nothing, Shuffle. I just knocked and said, should I come in through the door or bring it along with me?
Why, Joe, sir.
Of course, if he'd have said boo, I'd have run. But, you know, he was real polite. He said, come on in and leave the door on its hinges.
You know, one of the troubles being my age is that you can't even put up a bluff.
I never got past Tom's foot in the door the other day.
Well, I reckon I'll get in with the chicken soup without having to break the door down.
And you just take the lid off the soup pot and let that aroma float through the keyhole. You get it all right. Yeah, and I'm sure you'll be welcome, though. Well, tell us what happened, Joe. You stay long? Talk about anything special? Did you get your head bit off?
No, the head seems to be in the usual place. Although I won't guarantee you what's in it. Yeah, Tom and I talked. Let's see, we talked about sports and books and... Well, even some about the war. And then, you know, then Spencer Grayson's name came into the conversation, and, well, that was the end of the conversation.
Spencer Grayson again.
Mm-hmm.
Tarnation on that one subject, Tom Wells, just don't make no sense at all. I can see why the boy's bitter about some of the things that happened to him in the war, but there ain't no reason in the world he should have a grudge against Spencer Grayson.
We mustn't forget Tom ain't well. But such nice young men, both of them. Man, there's so many different ways for folks to be likable. Mr. Grayson with his pleasant, warm manners, and Tom's so shy and yet deep, bursting with human feeling if he could only get it out. And there's Faye just radiating that sweet sunshine of hers. And Evie?
Oh, that reminds me, Ma. Speaking of Faye, Tom asked me if she'd got home yet and whether she had a good time in New York.
Oh, well, that's real nice. You should ask her, Faye. Maybe Tom would like to see that last letter that Faye sent me. It was so lively with all the news of the different places she went in New York. It might cheer him up.
Might get his mind off his troubles, whatever they are.
Well, Shuffle, the main trouble on his mind, as far as I could make out, is his job.
His job? You mean as counterman at Al's Diner?
Yeah, he quit, you know, when he got sick. That is, he told Al he probably wouldn't be back.
Oh.
But I'm sure he's worried about finding some kind of work to do.
Oh, tarnation. When I talked to Tom, through the door, mind you, he said that job at Al's didn't mean a row of pins.
Oh, I think that was just talk, Shuffle. Really? Seems Tom hasn't been well enough for some time to hold on to any job.
Linda Goshen.
So he's gotten the habit of doing things he could quit at a moment's notice without upsetting himself or his boss too much.
I wonder what we can do.
You don't happen to know, Joseph, whether Al's got a new helper at the diner yet?
No, Ma. Oh, I haven't been over there the last few days.
If we could maybe find out if the job is still open.
Well, that's a fine idea, Ma. One of us could...
Oh, Willie, I told you she was in the kitchen.
Why, that's Evie.
All right, Evie, I'm coming. Just wanted to get this mud off my shoes.
Ma's quiet, empty house is getting livelier by the minute. Was we worried about you being lonesome, Ma?
Oh, no, Ma. Why don't we drop off?
Hi, Evie.
Dave, what's going on here? Regular coffee clutch.
Hey, look who's here.
Hi, Willie.
Shuffle and Joseph.
Hi, kid.
We thought Ma'd be all alone.
I got the best family. Always thinking about the other person.
You got the best family to pester you, Ma. Would you like a cup of tea, Evie?
Maybe we ought to put on a pot of coffee. Now get out that coconut cake from supper.
Don't throw coffee and cake to me, Ma. Willie, don't sit on the stove.
Ma's stove's clean enough to sit on.
I'm not talking about cleaning. Someday you're going to get a nasty surprise. The feathers on!
Stove!
No, Ma, I couldn't. Look, another cup of coffee in the face. We just come from Al's Diner.
Al's Diner?
Yeah.
Landry was just talking about Al's Diner. Did you and Willie eat out tonight?
And pay the highway robbery for what ain't as good as my own cooking?
Oh, no, Ma.
Well, I sat there drinking coffee. Willie tended to this important business he had with Al.
Now, Evie, do you have to broadcast?
Important business?
That's what Willie tells me. I should have had the sense to guess what important business means in this family. Is it something concerns Mr. Spencer Grayson, my baby sister, say? Oh, no. important business is Tom Wells.
Oh, Willie, you went to the diner to ask after Tom Wells.
Crazier than that, Ma. Willie knows Tom is home sick. Don't we get bulletins every hour from some member of his family?
Evie, do you have to talk about it?
If you can do it, I can talk. Tell Willie give Al a long song and dance how they owe it to Tom Wells, because he's a war veteran, to give him his job back.
Oh, Willie, Willie.
Well, for once, Willie Fitz got a bright idea in his head.
So, that's all set. Al promised to wait till next week before he hired a new man, and by that time, Tom should be better.
Well, I got to hand it to you, Willie. Sometimes you don't act as dumb as you are.
Oh, yeah? Well, sometimes you ain't as dumb as you act, Chuckle Show.
And now that we got Tom Wells out of the way for the evening, can we settle down and talk about my baby sister, Faye? And about Spencer Grayson? And did he pop? Did he pop the vital question?
Oh, here she goes again.
Just think, folks. Just think. Right this minute, Faye's on a train coming home. Home to Rushville Center and her loved ones. And bringing back her thoughts of Spencer. And her memories of all them parties where she was queen of the rooster. And maybe a ring on her finger. Engagement ring.
Evie, child, we can't jump to no such conclusions. Or even think along them lines. Faye went to New York for a friendly visit.
Getting engaged is very friendly.
2 weeks ain't really time for a girl to get engaged.
That's right, Evie. And furthermore, Mr. Grayson ain't the type that rushes into things impulsive like.
That's what I keep telling Evie.
Yes, but don't forget the hand of fate. The hand of fate which maybe lacks a time. And give Spencer Grayson that little kick in the shins. That could have made him pop.
Folks, here's your chance to get some wonderful flower seeds for practically nothing. If you act now, you can get 8 packages of Ma Perkins' famous flower seeds worth 90 cents for only 10 cents and 1 Oxidol box top. Now think of it. A 90-cent flower seed value for only 10 cents and 1 Oxidol box top. The 8 varieties include mixed petunias, giant mixed cosmos and harmony marigolds, those exotic deep-colored flowers with beautiful gold centers, and dwarf hybrid dahlias, sweet alyssum, giant zinnias, Shirley mixed poppies, and mixed bachelor buttons. Yes, 8 packages of our own Ma Perkins' favorite flower seeds. Enough for a whole flower garden. All for only 10 cents and 1 Oxidol box top. So don't delay. Get these wonderful flower seeds before the supply is gone. Just send 10 cents and 1 Oxidol box top with your name and address to Ma Perkins, Cincinnati 1, Ohio. I'll repeat, just send 10 cents and 1 Oxidol box top with your name and address to Ma Perkins, Cincinnati 1, Ohio. Do it today. Oh, I guess they're pretty nice folks, that Perkins family. And they do follow the golden rule, each in his own way. Sometimes funny, sometimes clumsy, but always generous and kind. Well, it's Ma who makes preparations to do something for Tom Wells tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins with Virginia Payne. Ma Perkins is directed by Edwin Wolfe. For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new deep cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning, deep cleaning, deep cleaning.